This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats have taken their first steps in the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump. They've issued subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the charges against Mr. Trump are serious.
We have a president who's violated his oath of office, a president who has put at risk our national security, a president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime.
Julie Pace, AP's Washington bureau chief, says there is a good chance Mr. Trump will be impeached.
The reality is that President Donald Trump stands a very good chance and has a high likelihood of being impeached by the House. That is, of course, because that is a Democratic majority branch of Congress. But I do think that depending on what other evidence comes out, you want to watch Republicans. They control the Senate. That is where he would be essentially on trial if the House impeaches him. Right now, no signs that the Republicans are going to be anywhere close to convicting Trump. But you do want to watch some of these Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, people like Lamar Alexander, just for signs of whether there will be a little bit of a crack in that caucus.
That's AP's Julie Pace. In another development, U.S. media reports say President Trump's special representative for Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that has sparked the impeachment investigation of the president. For more on this and any of today's top stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's presidential election has begun. The election stations opened Saturday amid Taliban threats to attack the polls. The insurgents have warned the country's more than 9 million eligible voters to stay home or risk being hurt. Officials say there was an explosion outside a polling station in Kandahar that left several people seriously injured. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as 5 and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, have been rescued in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school in northern Nigeria. Sierra Lee reports.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between 5 and late teens. It thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that 7 people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
That is Reuters' Sierra Lee reporting. A U.S. judge on Friday blocked a Trump administration rule that sought to detain migrant families indefinitely, saying it was inconsistent with a 1997 court settlement that governs conditions for migrant children in U.S. custody. The Trump administration had hoped a new rule issued on August 23rd would supersede that settlement. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased slightly last month after a much larger gain in July. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods edged up 0.2% in August after a much bigger 2% gain in July. The volatile commercial aircraft sector dropped sharply, and orders in a category used as a proxy for business investment edged down 0.2%, the weakest showing since a 1.1% drop in April. This category has lagged for most of the year, likely reflecting fallout from President Trump's trade wars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people joined teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg for a march in Montreal Friday, part of a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. Thunberg responded to critics, including U.S. President Donald Trump, saying she doesn't understand why grown-ups would choose to mock children and teenagers for just communicating and acting on the science when they could do something good instead. She called on world leaders to do more for the environment following a meeting earlier Friday with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. For all the latest news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
All the hits and more.